You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
House of Pain, very apropos here today in the Dog Bowl in Berea. But by the way, football season is here, and that means time for wings, beers, and countless TVs full of gridiron action at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. We're going to go to the phone line, 216-578-0850. Dino the Trucker. Dino.
How are we doing on this depressing Monday?
Oh, not just good. Peachy.
Well, I got to tell you something. I was really upset yesterday with yesterday's performance. The defense was horrible. They were horrible. There's no other way to put it. They were horrible. Play for your money, guys. Come on. At least do that. Be competitive. And they can be competitive. That was a sorry performance. It doesn't matter about the scheme, whatever. They got to fix it. The offense, how is the quarterback going to be evaluated if the offensive line can't even protect the guy? He's going back three steps, and he's already having the defensive lineman around his neck. How is he going to make a pass? He's always being pressured.
It's very difficult.
It's very difficult. Cam Irving needs the weight room, big time. He's just getting pushed back like a rag now. I feel for the kid. The coaching staff has got to coach better. They're not doing their job. And for God's sake, get some playmakers here next year. They got to do it. I mean, I'm 58 years on this earth, guys. You know, Nathan, I guess you're from the Bay Area. Well, I've lived, breathed, and whatever, the Browns for all my life.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, after the Browns left, when they came back, it's been a scenario. 2 years, my regime changed. And then they got another scheme that comes in, another scenario that comes in with a different GM, a different coach. And then somebody's getting cut, and they bring in guys that really doesn't fit the formula of what they're working on. They have got to get it right. If I got anything, if I could sit down with Mr. Haslam and say one thing to him, find somebody that can get it right for you. I don't care who, just find somebody. Because whatever is going on now, it's not working. They got to be, you know, I mean, Dwayne Bowe, I don't know what his story is. If they're not playing him, then cut him.
That's what I was saying. If he's not going to play on a day when you've got Marlon Moore and Darius Jennings active as wide receivers over him, he's not going to play, and then it just becomes, I got to think, a distraction for everybody involved, and I just don't see what the point of it. He's getting his money anyway, so what's the point of it?
Right. Go find the next Darius Jennings, right, if it's not him?
I mean, I guess. 216-578-0850. Again, Nick in Independence, welcome to the show. What's up, Nick?
You know, I haven't missed too many Browns games since 1999, and I have to say that had to be the worst game that I have ever seen from them since they came back. It was just, I mean, nothing. You've got a guy that, you know, that backward pass, he crawls, looking at the ball, just kind of rolling on the field. His three Bengals were jumping on it. I saw a lack of effort. And it's going to be very hard to evaluate Johnny Manziel in these next four games. You know, I'm not a Johnny guy, but how do you evaluate a guy where your running game is getting you 1 to 2 yards a carry, you're throwing to guys that are practice squatters, and you're going to be playing some tough games going into Seattle. You got Pittsburgh again. You got
Kansas City's in the playoff hunt.
Yeah, Arrowhead. Yeah, absolutely. Kansas City's got something to play for. And you're going to evaluate this guy on these four games when you have thrown – absolutely no talent around him. And the silver lining of the season, I know a lot of people are saying, is, well, we're going to probably have the number one overall draft pick. But in the past two drafts, you've had four first-round selections. Three of them cannot stay on the field, being Irving, Gilbert, and Manziel, and the other being Shelton. He hasn't made an impact. So it's hard for me to get excited about a draft where we've had four first-round selections in 2 years. They are not making any impact. All the other picks we've had, where's the talent? I don't care who's making this pick. Until I see a draft where we get an influx of talent, I'm not going to be excited about it. So good luck to Johnny, but I don't think he's getting a fair shake. It's going to be tough. But thanks for taking my call.
You guys, it's going to be tough for anybody right now. I think you're exactly right. It is going to be tough for anybody right now to come in and play well. Austin Davis didn't have much of a chance. He could have had a better opportunity, in my opinion, could have had better talent to try and take a shot with, or you know, but that wasn't in the cards.
Just as we, as he kind of highlighted the remaining opponents, I took it upon myself while he was speaking to look up the teams and the opponents that they, I think they all won last, they all won yesterday, and the 49ers scored 26 points, the Steelers scored 45, the Chiefs scored 34, and the Seahawks scored 38. That's an average of 35.75 points a game. And this is, again, a defense that just gave up 37 to the Bengals. So, and to his point, Johnny's going to have to come in with the weapons that he has, with the health and the playmakers around him, and essentially be evaluated while the defense just gave up 37 and plays teams that scored close to 36 points this past weekend that show no signs of slowing down and are all fighting for something.
The last time that the Browns gave up less, in fact, is this right? The only time all year that the Browns gave up less than 24 points in a game was week 2 against Tennessee?
Yes.
31 to the Jets, 14 to the Titans, 27 to the Raiders, 30 to the Chargers, 30 to the Ravens, 26 to the Broncos, 24 to the Rams, which we are realizing is difficult to do.
Yes.
34 to the Cardinals, 31 to the Bengals, 30 to the Steelers, 33 to the Ravens, 37 to the Bengals. And the funny thing is, we came into this season worried about what the quarterback was going to do because, and the other joke, we were worried about what's Travis Coons going to do because we're going to be in all these tight defensive games and our kicker's got to be good. Well, our quarterbacks have been way better than anybody ever expected them to be. And if you compare our quarterbacks this year, the numbers, to the numbers from last year, it's like night and day. We went from below average to unbelievable.
We went from 50-50 to 60-40.
In quarterback play. Our kicker is now 19 of 21 on the season, and not one kick that he's kicked that has gotten past the line of scrimmage has missed. And our defense, the most expensive defense in the National Football League, has given up at least 30 points in 5 straight games, and giving up 24 to the Ravens is to the Rams is basically like giving up
50.
100. And yes, I know the Ravens had a special team, 2 special teams touchdown. That's all fine and good. The fact of the matter is scoring in the NFL matters. And when you yourself in this span, you've scored 6 against the Rams, 20 against the Cardinals, which is actually pretty impressive, 10 against the Bengals, 9 against the Steelers, 27 against the Ravens, 3 against the Bengals. And you want to talk about Josh McCown should get carried around town. Josh McCown starts where the Raiders, right? Full games. Raiders, 20 points. Chargers, 27. Ravens, 30. Broncos, 23. Rams was his one bad one, 6. Cardinals, 20. Ravens, 27. Without McCown, 28 against the Titans. 10 against the Jets. That game was basically without McCown. 10 against the Bengals. 9 against the Steelers, 3 against the Bengals. So we scored more than 10 points once without Josh McCown.
And you wonder why Mike Pettine's fighting for him.
Well, he's been unbelievable. But we need to see what's going on. The fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter who's playing quarterback. It doesn't even matter right now. And it's going to be good to see Johnny. But what Josh McCown showed is that you can produce in this offense with subpar talent around you, because he was playing behind the same overhyped, overmatched, awful offensive line. He was playing with the same no-name skill position players, but God bless what Gary Barnidge and Travis Benjamin have been able to do this year, and Brian Hartline is starting to play well. But when you're giving up, we're not the Steelers, okay? They were fun to watch. If you watched Sunday Night Football last night, that's fun to watch. You can't expect to compete when your whole team has been built around defense. This week you said you kept 24 guys are up. How many are up? 24 are up.
24 on defense, 18 on offense.
You can't expect to win and when you're giving up 34, 31, 30, 33, and 37. And I don't care that they had 2 defense touchdowns. That's still, they didn't kick an extra point. A Matt Schaub-led offense still produced 20 points against us. They produced 13 against the Miami Dolphins, who have been reeling. This defense and what's happening on that side of the football is so unbelievably bad, it's shocking to me. Because all we were told is what a great defense we had. Do you remember when we were talking about our top three defense in the NFL? Top three secondary?
Top,
remember that?
Top secondary in the NFL.
In the NFL.
Sorry.
It's not, I mean, we're playing like Loyola Marymount in the days of Hank Gathers and Bo Kimble were giving up so many points. The problem is we're not scoring that many. The last time the Browns won was against the Ravens 33-30. That was the last time they won. Since then, the Browns have been outscored. All right, we're going to do a little math. 3, 18, so 21, 14, 35, 21, 56, 21,
77,
77, 6, 83, and 34, 117. Since the Ravens' victory, the Browns have been outscored by 117 points in 7 games. Was that 17 a game? 16.7, 17 points a game. On average, 17 points a game.
Discrepancy.
Differential per game.
Yeah.
This is unacceptable. And I know people are upset. And look, we're upset. And all we want is for things to go well for this team and this organization. But whatever's happening right now, and especially on the defensive side of the ball, because that's ultimately where the blame's got to lie. You can't compete in the NFL giving up 30 a game.
And you know what? Tomorrow's a bad instance because of the, what, field goal, touchdown, touchdown, field goal, touchdown, touchdown, field goal. Whatever that, you know, rhyme was. In any other game, had you, we'll just say in a Josh McCown-led game, you know, which are, you know, you're averaging probably 17, 18, 20 points a game, we'll say, get 2 stops. 2 of those drives do not end in field goals or touchdowns, okay? So it's, I guess, 27 to 20-ish, we'll say, with Josh McCown. It's respectable. You know, you don't come away from this football game. A loss is a loss is a loss, and I get that. But I'm just saying, you're in a game, most likely. There's a possession at the end of the fourth quarter where one team has the football. You need to get a stop. You get it back. You go to scoring drive. You have that opportunity to go to overtime. But because there's such a large differential, the large discrepancy between talent and coaching, especially yesterday, that those 2 stops are absolutely irrelevant. Say our defense did get 2 stops. Say 2 of them were touchdowns, right? Take 14 off the board.
Still feel, I guess maybe you feel better about 23-3. But you know what I was looking at, and we were looking through the sets. You know what our red zone percentage was as an offense?
No.
Not applicable.
Because why?
We didn't get inside the 20 once in this game. This is as devastating a defeat as you could have. It was as devastating a defeat in every single phase of the game for the Browns. And even it seemed like even Andy Lee was affected. He wasn't punting the ball well in that game. Averaged, I think, 33 yards net a punt, 39 gross. That's not Andy Lee performance. Right now, it just is. It's bad. And again, coaching, players, front office, all of it. Right now, it's bad. And it hopefully, I keep saying, you know, hopefully it's rock bottom. And yes, the other side, silver lining, somebody tweeted me, is the Browns are really locking up the first overall pick. Well, that's good if it's capitalized on. And again, I believe that it will be. And that's, you got to move forward from here. And hopefully this is the bottom for this team. But it was just almost surreal being on the sideline yesterday. Because it almost seemed like the game happened in a vacuum. It was quiet. The only talking on the field was the Bengals, and they were talking a lot. But it just seemed quiet, seemed passive. And I'm not saying the guys didn't compete. Guys were competing. I saw guys competing all over the field. But it just wasn't there. The cohesion isn't there. They're not functioning as a whole being greater than the sum of its parts.
This has nothing to do with, I mean, it has something to do with the coaches, it has something to do with the players, but it has everything to do with the circumstances. That happens no matter who you are when you're faced with this kind of adversity.
Yeah, and this is as bad as it gets. When we come back, we'll get back to your phone calls, 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.